I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. It's estimated in Connecticut that 22% of the waste we send to landfills is food scraps. That's a shame, because all those food scraps can be turned into compost to feed our gardens. Food scrap composting is not a new idea, but many gardeners avoid it because of the potential hassle and mess. But we've been doing it for years with good success. We use a square plastic commercial compost box to break down our food scraps, but you can also use compost tumblers. The square box has a door on the bottom to remove finished compost without having to remove all the food scraps. The tumbler allows you to mix the food scraps together so they compost faster and it stands off the ground, making it hard for animals to get inside. We compost all food scraps except bones, meats, fish, and oils. We have a metal compost bucket in the kitchen where we toss everything from fruit and veggie scraps to coffee grounds. When filled, we dump it into the bin outside. The key to success is to add a handful of dried organic materials every time you add your bucket of food scraps. This will balance the wet, high-nitrogen food scraps with the dry, high-carbon dried materials. Some good dried materials include hay, straw, chopped leaves, and shredded newspaper. We remove finished compost from the door twice a year, in early summer and in fall. This makes room for new food scraps in the box. Some food scraps, such as avocado skins and corn cobs, may still be intact. We just toss those back into the bin. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about garlic. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.